Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Let your fire burn in this place, yeah. How many want the fresh fire of God to fall on your heart tonight? Come on, clap those hands.
Today for his goodness and for his mercy, for all that he's done for me. I tell you, we serve an awesome God, and there's nothing greater than his fire. That was Prashea Hillier, and that's her new song, Fresh Fire. I just thought I would play a little bit of it just to start the show on tonight. This is a special episode because I normally come on at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're tuning in for the first time, we will be back on next weekend at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I wanted to come today at this time because I was supposed to be speaking at a seminar today, and I wasn't able to come on earlier. So I just want to welcome all of you to the Women to Women Show. I want to welcome our guest, 5119. In the chat room, and I also want to welcome Kiva Renee in the chat room. I want to say hello and welcome my mother, Mother Mae Thomas, Sister Dolores P. Tucker, and our other caller who's already joined us on the switchboard. I tell you, I pray that you all are having a good day, especially on today. This is the open forum call-in show, and I'll be opening up the phone lines so that you all can talk with me to let me know what's on your mind. A couple of things I want to talk about on tonight, and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about when you call in. But one thing that's been on my mind is, of course, what's on everybody's mind, is the prediction that today, May the 21st, 2011, May the 21st, 2011, was supposed to have been the end of the world, according to the Christian minister, Harold Camping. And we all know that it's beyond 6 o'clock, and we're still here. We are still here. And I just praise God because I didn't think my work was done. Anybody know what I'm saying? That there's still a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot of lost souls out there. And I just don't think that God was ready to come and take us away and leave so many people perishing. Because the Bible tells us that it's not God's desire that anyone should perish. So I just thank God that he gave us some more time to go forth and evangelize, to go forth and preach this gospel, to save souls, change lives, and set the captives free. My heart would have been broken if I had to leave now and leave so many lost souls behind. I just pray that somebody out there agrees with me. And again, I'll be opening the phone lines so that you can call in and we can talk about that a little bit. But that's not going to be the whole focus of the broadcast. I just thought I'd mention it on today. I'm going to go ahead and open in prayer, and then I'll be sharing some things with you, and then we'll be opening the phone lines. My husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, will be joining us at 9:30 for our marriage moments. I want you to go ahead and get on the phone, go on Facebook and Twitter, and let somebody know that the Woman to Woman show is on the air with Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it is an open forum call-in show for your voice to be heard, where you can let your voice be heard and let the world know what's on your mind right here on the Woman to Woman broadcast. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Father, we thank you for life today and life more abundantly. We thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for us so that we can have life and have that life to the fullest. So right now, bless every listener. Bless every person that's listening to the archives, every person that's listening live via phone or internet. Lord, bless each and every person that assembles themselves in this place on today. And Lord, you get the glory. Speak to us and through us on tonight so that somebody's life can be changed. And Lord, we just praise you and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, God truly is good and worthy to be praised. I had a quite an interesting day. I got up early this morning, and I was on my way to Long Island to do a Live Your Dreams publishing seminar. I was one of the speakers, and we were on our way. We were on the Throgs Neck Bridge, and a woman stopped short right in front of us. She just stopped. We were going about 60 miles per hour, and the woman just stopped. She put on her brakes and stopped in front of us. My husband was driving the car, and he put his foot to the brake pedal, and the car would not stop. There was no screeching of tires or anything. It was like he never put his foot on that pedal, and we ran smack dab into the back of this woman's car, and it was her. She had a passenger in the front seat and a passenger in the back seat, and no one was hurt. It's amazing. We got out of the car, antifreeze, coolant was all over the ground, all over the bridge, and our car was smoking. The belt was broken that controls the water pump and the steering wheel, so we couldn't steer the car. It's amazing that the car started because that same belt controls the alternator, and it's about 12:45. We were about 20 minutes away from the place where we were going. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I am not going to make it to this seminar. It was just like, I can't even explain it, but I just thank God that he had angels encamped around us, that nobody was hurt. You know, my husband wasn't hurt. I wasn't hurt. We were able to drive off of the bridge onto a safe place, call the police. The police came and gave a report, and the girl admitted, the driver admitted that she stopped short in front of us. she just stopped her car right in front of us. And I heard the police officer ask her, well, why did you stop? And the girl said, I had to stop because the car in front of me, I was going to hit all of those cars that were in front of me. So I tell you, God is just so good. Needless to say, I did not make it to the seminar. I had to call Apostle Karen Deadwaller and let her know what happened, let her know that we could not make it to the seminar. And we sat and waited for a tow truck for about 2 hours. It's amazing. God is, let me tell you something. Listen, God knows the way that we take. Listen, we have our plans, but God has his plans. And God already told us in the word that his plans are greater than our plans. We cannot. There's no way that we can supersede the plans of God. And okay, so while we're sitting there, we're right outside of this mall, this mall where they have a 7-Eleven, a pizzeria, Chinese restaurant. They have a gymboree, and we're sitting there in the car trying to get through to AAA, and the phone kept dropping, you know. And it's just amazing because our call, every time we got a representative on the phone to have them send out a tow truck, the call would drop, and we would have to call them again and start all over again. You talk about having the patience of Job. We were sitting there, and as we were sitting there trying to get through the AAA, let me show you how God will test you. We were sitting there trying to get through to AAA, and this guy came over to us, this young guy came over, and he said, excuse me, do you have jumper cables? And we're looking at him like, you know, wow, you know, yeah, we have jumper cables, but, you know, we're sitting here trying to get through the AAA so that we can get a tow truck out here because we need someone to tow us back to New Jersey so that we can go back home. And we're in New York. So the guy says, but we didn't verbalize this. We just said, yes, we do have jumper cables. He said, well, can you give me a jump because my car won't start. And his van, he had a minivan, and it was parked right next to us. And I said, yeah, brother, you know, I said, yeah, we can give you a job, sure. And he was like, praise the Lord. And I was like, well, praise the Lord. You know, I said, we're waiting. We had an accident. We're waiting, trying to get a tow truck. But we do have jumper cables, and we can help you jump your car. We can, our battery has juice. There's nothing wrong with our battery. The car can start. So he said, oh, praise God, because I just came from here, this gymboree, with my wife, and I got my new baby in the car. My baby's about 4 months old. And it was just so amazing how God put us in the right place at the right time so that we could help this young Christian couple. And we just turned on the car, jumped their battery. The battery started. We gave them a card. And the car has my books on it. And by the time I went to speak to the young man's wife, she said, I want this book. I need this book. And she was talking about the cry of a woman's heart. And it's amazing because here I am on my way to a seminar where I would have sold books. I had a book in the truck and was able to get that book to her. Her husband shared with us that his wife, you know, was, you know, just really, you know, that they were newlyweds and that the book was going to be good for her, that she needed some good, mature Christian women in her life. And here I was. So I just thank God. And we ministered to them. We talked to them for a few minutes, about 15 minutes, forgot about the tow truck. And then we finally said, hey, we need to get a tow truck. So we were on assignment, and God knew that we could not go beyond that Throgs Neck bridge. We had to stop right there at that mall so that we could minister to that couple. And, you know, we're going to connect. They're going to come to our church. He has a Christian band, and the name of his band is Kindred. So it's just amazing. And I just thank God. I have a scripture here, and then I'm going to open up the phone line for a few minutes before Pastor Anthony comes. But I was reading in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 11, starting with just one verse, Jeremiah 11:23, and it reads, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Exactly. And I'm sitting on the couch tonight after I got home. The seminar was supposed to start. It started at 1. We got home. It was going to end at 5. We had the accident at 12:45. Listen. We had the accident at 12:45, and we got home at 4:45. You tell me that God had a better plan. God did not, for some reason, did not allow us to go all the way to Long Island. He stopped us right in Queens to minister to this couple, to minister to the tow truck driver that drove us home, to minister to each other, and just to come back home. We spent 4 hours out there and just came back home, amen, safe and sound. So the car is not drivable, but guess what? Yet will I praise him. Yet will I give him the glory, the honor. God truly is worthy. He's good. God is so good. He is just so good. So I'll tell you, I'm just rejoicing. My car, it cost me $180 today. I spent $180 to get home. Toll and tolls, $180. The car has to go into the shop. The vehicle has to go into the shop. I'll have to get a rental car, which is covered by the insurance company. Maybe a bit inconvenient, but you know what? Guess what? I'm alive. I'm still here. It was a good day. All things work together for the good of those who love God and have been according to his purpose. So what am I telling? What am I telling this story to say? I'm just telling you this to say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. When you fall into different temptations, when times get hard, when times get tough, go ahead and rejoice and praise God anyhow. Listen, there's nothing more valuable on this earth than your worshiping God, than your relationship with God, than, you know, your life bringing glory to God. Continue to walk forth in faith. Continue to walk forth with God's joy. Listen, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Let that be your confession. No matter what you're going through on today, I know times are hard for so many people. So many people probably wish that the rapture would have come, so we would have been in heaven with God, and we wouldn't have to be concerned with the bills or with our health or with our family members or whatever problems we might be having. Rapture would have been nice. We would have been up in heaven praising God today. But God said no. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes man says yes. Sometimes you will say yes to something, like we said yes to going to this seminar, but God will say no, because guess what? God is in control. You're not in control of yourself. I'm not in control. We might think we're in control, but really God is in control. Amen? Amen and praise God. I want to open the phone lines, 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. You can call in now to talk to me. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live with the Woman to Woman Show, and we are on the air. Call in now. If you're already on the phone and you want to talk to me, if you want to be on the air, just press 1, and that will put you on the air. Amen. Just press 1. Again, this is not my normal time. A lot of my listeners, regular listeners, are locked into the 1 o'clock hour, but I just thank God for all of you who are here, amen, who have tuned in. Pastor Anthony will be with us in a few minutes sharing the marriage moments, amen. And again, I'm here just to talk to you and to encourage you, to exhort you. Listen, to pray with you if you need prayer, if you need advice, if you have a question, whatever it is, just feel free to call in. Press 1 if you want to be on the air, and I'll put you on the air. Amen and praise God. So God is just so good. He's awesome. I want to invite you to come out to worship with us tomorrow. We start our service at 11 o'clock a.m. We're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And also, I want to invite you to join my new group, the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, REBECCASIMMONS. Go to Facebook / Pastor Rebecca Simmons. invite me to be a friend, and you can go to the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group and ask to be a member. Let me tell you, that is a powerful group. There are so many women coming together who are encouraging each other. Listen, if you have a radio show, if you have conferences, if you have a blog, talk radio, if you have a blog, if you have anything that you're doing to empower people, whether you're a Christian or not, if you're empowering people, you are welcome to be a part of that group. I encourage you, or if you need empowerment, you don't have to be empowering people. You might just say, well, I need a place that's positive. I need a place that I can go on a daily basis. Then I invite you to come and be a part of the group. You will be blessed. Listen, I make a video every single day, a 5 to 7 minute video to encourage you every single day of the week, Monday through Friday. I take a break on Saturday and Sunday, but Monday through Friday, I have a video that I put up in the group, and it just encourages you on your walk. Because listen, times are hard, you know. But the Bible tells us to endure hardness like a good soldier. Whatever you're going through, man, I mean, woman of God, listen, whatever you're going through, you're going to make it. And some of you are out there living your dreams. You know, some of you are trying to get your dream off of the ground. You're writing books, cutting CDs. You're doing radio shows, TV shows. Some of you are starting restaurants. Some of you have relocated and you're looking for that dream retirement home. Some of you, you know, so many different things that you're doing are trying to keep your head above water. You know, this group is going to help you to do that. And the videos that I put in there are like me literally putting my hands in the back of your back and say, go on, sister. You can do whatever you put your heart to, because God has given you a vision, and he will make sure that it comes to completion. All that you have to do is believe in the vision, believe in what God has put on the inside of you. Refuse to quit. Continue to press forward, knowing that all things are possible if you just believe, and if you keep your head in God's hand, if you say, you know what, I'm going to walk this walk with the Lord, and I'm going to be, do, and have all that God has called me and created me to be, do, and have, I guarantee you success. If you continue to delight yourself in the Lord, if you meditate on his word day and night, God will give you success in every single area of your life. I'm a testimony. I'm a living testimony. Amen. Amen and praise God. I guess everybody's going to call in later. I see you on the board and nobody has raised their hand. I'm not going to put you in the air because some people don't want to be put on the air. So I won't put you in the air unless you want to be put on the air. Amen. So if you raise your hand, if you push one, I'll put you on the air. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So what else is going on? Okay. So I didn't make the seminar, and I feel bad because I committed to it, but then I'm okay because I realized that God wanted me to be somewhere else. So I don't question God. You know, if he says go left, I go left. If he says go right, I go right. And I pray that it was a blessed event, that God moved and that the people were inspired and encouraged to go forth and live their dreams. I was supposed to be talking about the ISBN numbers and book covers. So, you know, I pray that somebody else had the information to cover in my absence. But I truly feel bad about the fact that I couldn't keep my commitment. But again, I'm rejoicing because God allowed me to minister to some other people along the way. Amen. Amen and praise God. Well, we have a hand raised. Amen. I'm going to put this caller on the air. Area code 973, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman show.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. Minister Val Al here. How are you today? God bless you.
God bless you. I'm so beautiful, blessed. Thank you.
You know what? Ain't nobody mad but the devil. You know what? That the word of God said that the man plans hard his heart, and the Lord would order your steps in the word of the Lord on today. And you know you have poured out so much with the Woman to Woman, the Empowered Woman to Woman group. You know, it's been blessing all week, so that's all it was happening on you today. So I just wanted to take a few minutes to say be encouraged and be inspired and continue to be empowered to pour out the word, you know, from the Spirit of the Lord. Because, again, ain't nobody mad but the devil. He was just trying to stop your steps, but God has truly ordered your steps on today. And it is indeed and true, as the word of God, as I repeat myself again, a man's heart plans his ways, but it's indeed the Lord that directs your steps, your path. So we thank God for your testimony on today. To God be the glory. So we know that God works all things together, as you stated earlier, for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And there's no doubt about it, Pastor Rebecca, you indeed are called according to God's purpose. And we can clearly see that you love the Lord as much as you love the women of God. And I just want to say thank you so much for allowing God to use you and to step out in faith and obeying the Spirit of God, the voice of God, to open up such an extraordinary empowered woman-to-woman group. And it has been blessing me all the week long. God has been doing some wonderful things behind the scenes, and I just want to lift up his name and just praise him. Praise has been more intense. Prayer has been more intense, and he's been waking me up every morning, giving me his word. And I'm just so excited about meeting all the women, you know, via the empowered woman-to-woman group. Via Facebook, in addition to, you know, some personal women that I have met along the way, you know, outside of the social networking, by way of online. And I tell you, God is just so good. He's good, he's kind, and he's faithful. He's a just God, and we're just going to continue to praise his wonderful, mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and praise him. And that is so in line with the scripture that I gave from Jeremiah. I know that scripture was there. And, you know, it's amazing how when I came home and I'm sitting there and the Lord had me reading Jeremiah all week and how he gave me that scripture from Jeremiah. And I was like, my goodness, the Lord, Jeremiah 10:23, oh, Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself.
Amen.
It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. And then again, you came with scripture to back it up, to, you know, to say that God is consistent. He is not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
Nor a son of man, he will repent and change his mind, because God is faithful and he knows the plans. And I've been speaking this all week. And you know, it's amazing because the Lord's been like giving me the word and telling me to go and just encourage women. And Minister Valerie Allen, it's truly a leap of faith for me, because when he told me to start the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group on last Sunday, I just obeyed. I just, like he told Abraham, get up and leave your father's house, and it said immediately Abraham got up and went. That's what the Lord did to me. He said, daughter, get up. He said, sit down, start this Woman to Woman Empowerment Group on Facebook, and invite in the people who listen to the radio broadcast.
Amen.
And invite in women that don't really go to church, you know, women who you think might need empowerment. And he didn't tell me to invite any fivefold ministries except for, you know, you, of course. I invited you.
Bless
and
God,
invited,
yes.
Sister Giselle and people that I know that are supporting the radio broadcast, because I need some support too. And
bless
I said,
God.
Okay, I invite like 25, 30, maybe 60. I think I've between 25 and 60 people. I went to bed, Minister Valerie Allen, and I woke up, and there were over 300 and something
women in
the group. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I saw that you had gotten busy, and I was like, look at Minister Valerie
look
Allen.
Go.
Glory to God. And
glory
to
his name.
And you have been blessing me. I got a call last week, right after the broadcast last week. I got a call from Erica over in Chicago. And she said, Pastor, because she said, I was so blessed by Minister Valerie Allen. She said, she really blessed me. She spoke exactly what I needed to hear last week. You came with the word in your heart. You came with the scripture. You came ready to pour out. You poured out, and the woman was blessed. The young lady, 27 years old, in Chicago, was blessed by what the Lord had you to pour out. So I just thank God for you and for your obedience. Pastor Rebecca Simmons Appreciation Day. Oh, Lord, you had me in tears. Now I'm crying. I was crying. I was
Lord
like,
Jesus.
I and I'm like, God, you're so good. You know,
listen,
out of nowhere, who would have expected that? You
know, nobody but God. Pastor Rebecca is nobody but the Lord. That's what the Lord had put in my heart and my spirit. You have been on my heart all the week long as I have been with Jesus. And I woke up that morning and I said, wow, Lord, I thank you. And, you know, the word of God came to me that it is right. It is fitting to give appreciation unto you for all that you have poured out. I believe it was the Lord himself that wanted to use the nursing vessel to, you know, to express how he feels in regard to what you have done for his people, for the women, and also for, you know, all the other men and women of God and children that you minister to so effectively throughout the week, throughout the months, and throughout the year. And just like with yourself, just in a spirit of obedience, and I said, Lord, I obey. And that's the bottom line with me, because it is true. We know the word of God also tells us that we're not to muzzle the ox, and that we are to give honor to whom honor is due. And I just want to just say that I sincerely appreciate you, because I am inspired. I'm empowered to sincerely go on and continue and complete the work of the Lord that he has given unto my hands and have allowed me to be able to be a laborer in his vineyard. I've never been more excited in my life over the week. I tell you, there's just so many testimonies. I just can't tell it all. But I will just say this, as the song is just rising up in my spirit, is when I think about his goodness and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. And then also the other songwriter song comes to me when it said, when I was thirsty, you gave me water. When I was thirsty, you gave me water. When I was hungry, you gave me bread. You know, in a shelter in a time of storm, and you never, ever would leave me alone. And, Lord, I just want to thank you. So I just woke up almost daily throughout this week just as the song was just resonating in my spirit. Lord, I just want to thank you for being so good to me, so good to me. And it is so, you know, we don't go back up in what you opened up the show with this evening, talking about this being the end of time. We understand what the word tells us. No man know the day, the moment, or the hour when Jesus come back. And Matthew tells us that Jesus stated that he's going to come back like a thief in the night. So we thank God, as you said, that you're still here on this planet Earth to continue to be here at this time, this evening, to do what the Lord has called you to do. Again, as the Lord dropped it in my spirit on the beginning of the show, as you begin to share your testimony of how God altered your plan, if you will, again, your heart planned it, but it's him who directs your path onto leading someone else to him for his glory. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. You got to know when you pour out that type of anointing, and I know that you know, Pastor Rebecca, having had experience, you know, in the body of Christ for as long as you have. When you pour out that type of intensity of anointing, there's going to be a battle. There's a fight. We know that. You got the victory. Jesus said it. He said, be of good cheer. You know, we will have trials and tribulation, but he has overcome the world. So we have the word of God to stand on, and we thank God for you, and just want to let you know that we appreciate you. I sincerely appreciate you, the woman of God that you are, and can never thank you enough for doing all that you do for us unto the glory of God. Amen
to God be the glory for all
absolutely.
He allows and leads me to do. Thank you so much, Minister Valerie. Stay with us. Pastor Amity's coming on, and he's going to do our marriage moments with us. And we have some men in the chat room, so I just thank God for even sending the men his way tonight. So we're going to, I want you to stay with me if you can, because I will definitely hear more from you, and I'm just going to put you on mute. I'll be opening up the phone lines again after our marriage moment.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I want to welcome everyone, women and men, to the Woman to Woman show. We're going into our marriage moments. We want to welcome the brother down under. He's gone. He's gone. We want to go ahead and welcome Pastor Anthony Simmons to the broadcast on today as we go into our marriage moments. Pastor Anthony, you're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast today.
Hallelujah. It's good to be here one more time. Amen. Praising God from whom all blessings.
Amen. Pastor Anthony?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Amen. Amen. Pastor, amen.
Hello?
Your connection is not that great.
Okay, let me try something.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, as we wait for a sound check, I just want to thank God for Minister Valerie Allen. This woman has come alongside me. This woman of God, I tell you, a mighty woman of God. She has a fire in her belly, and the Lord is not even finished. He hasn't even begun to show her what he's going to do through her. But I thank God for this vessel who came alongside of me last week. Last Sunday, the Lord reconnected us, and when I started the vision of the woman-to-woman empowerment group, she was right there, and she's been there the whole time holding it down. Her and Sister Gazelle Simmons, they were two of the pioneers that really went about helping to increase the numbers in the group to get the women there who needed to be empowered, to get the women there who would do some empowering so that they could hold up my arms and I wouldn't have to do all of the work. I'm not doing all of the work. And it's wonderful because so many women are coming together. And while Pastor Emily is getting his sound check again, I know he's ready. I just want to invite every woman listening. If you're in the New York area, New Jersey, Philadelphia, I want to invite you to our Covered Dish Fellowship on this upcoming Saturday, May the 28th, from 5 o'clock until about 7, I say. It may go a little bit later, but from 5 o'clock to 7-ish, we're having a Covered Dish Fellowship. It is free. There's no cover charge. I may take an offering if the Lord says so. But right now it's free. You won't be charged to come in. You won't be charged for the food. We just want you to come out and be empowered. We want you to come out. And not only do I want you to come out, but my vision is that you would bring a sister that's hurting, that you would bring a sister that needs Jesus in her life, that you would bring a sister that needs to be empowered, that you would bring a sister that could empower others. So this is woman to woman. This is not just a sister to sister, but it's woman to woman. One woman reaching out to another woman to help her to come into the sisterhood, to be our sisters in Christ. Amen. If some do some and some do some, it won't be so hard on some, but we want to work as a body. There's power in numbers, and we want to work corporately. I don't want the glory to come on me, because guess what? It's not about me. It's about God getting the glory. Amen. So as much as I can share in this work, listen, there's plenty of work to be done, and I won't be holding anybody back when it comes to doing the work. However, I will be pouring out each month. As God told me, I gave you a ministry to women. There's some things that I will be pouring out at the end of each meeting where we could come together. And, you know, at the end of each time that we spend together, I will be giving you some nuggets of encouragement, empowerment, edification, education, exhortation, amen, edification, so that you can grow and to be the woman of God that God has called you to be. So no matter where you are, whether you go to church or not, you're welcome to come. I'm not trying to get members. Actually, I am looking for people to come over to our local fellowship if you don't have a church home. But if you have a church home, I'm certainly not trying to pull you from your church home. And I invite you to come. New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, next week, Saturday. Meet me there from 5 o'clock to 7. Come at 5 and bring the sister with you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Anthony, are you ready, honey?
Yes. Is this audio better?
Amen. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to get right into it. Coming from the book of Matthew, amen, 5, verse 13. Listen to what the Bible says. Jesus is speaking here. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out, trampled under by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. He goes on to say, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, Jesus is instructing you and I, in the same way, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, your good deeds, and then praise your God who is in heaven. And it's so awesome how I saw this scripture revealed, like you gave a testimony of how our day went. I seen how it was revealed in that married couple that we met, and our light shone, and the brother was just a blessing to see us, and just in that little interaction we had with him, amen, I believe that he saw chemistry, he saw camaraderie, he saw God, and he just was talking, he just was so animated, he just was so open and so wonderful. His wife was receptive, and it was just so awesome how he could be a light and a blessing to them. And then, like you said, it was just so amazing because the tow truck driver, a man from India who separated from his wife and his children, was saying to us on the way back, and the ride took about an hour or so to get back to New Jersey, 45 minutes to an hour, he said, I can see in you that you guys are blessed. I can see the chemistry. I can see that you're really happy and really meant to be with each other. And that did my heart so good that this man who was separated from his wife can see with us that the light of Christ is trying to shine through us. Now, I just want to say to your audience, whether they're married, whether they're single, whatever your status is, the Bible is telling us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to let our light so shine that men may glorify our God in heaven. And I just saw that in our marriage today. I want to say to every married couple, you'll be amazed at who's watching you and your husband, you and your wife, how you interact, how you lift up the name of Jesus, how you conduct yourself in the public. How are you, you know, as far as your reputation, behind closed doors and publicly? The Bible says in Genesis that the earth, the entire world, was formless, had no form, that it was empty, had nothing in it, and that it was dark. And the first thing, Pastor Rebecca, in our audience, that God created was what? Light. Help me, Holy Ghost. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And then it goes on to say he separated the light from the darkness. I don't know about you, but Pastor Rebecca, in this hour, I'm running across a lot of, especially secular people, people who are not saints, who are focusing in on their dark areas of life. My children ain't no good. You know, my wife is acting crazy. The job is flaky. My health is not right. And they focus in on those dark areas of their life. But yet, God tells us to focus in on the light. And I just want to reiterate to our audience today, focus in on that thing that's working in your life. Bring light to those people that are negative. If you know someone that's negative, bring some positivity into their life. They need an extra dose of exhortation, an extra dose of encouragement. They need somebody with some kind of light, some kind of joy, some kind of zeal for life to really speak into that darkness that they're operating in. And God is telling us through his son, let your light so shine, talking to us as Christians, that we can let people glorify our Father in heaven. Because guess what? Watch this. When people see Christ working in your life, they'll be envious and drawn toward that light. And right now, if the truth was to be told, sometimes Christians don't operate in the light that we need to operate in. And God is saying to us, don't put your light under no bowl. Don't let the pressures and the cares of this world where people mock you in this hour for being a Christian and a real true follower of Christ. Don't let people making fun of you put your light up under a bowl or put your testimony for Christ up under something dark. He says put it on a lampstand, lift it up high, lift up the name of Jesus on high, and let your light so shine that everybody in the house, that means everybody in your physical house, everybody on your job, everybody you run across, let them know that you have light, and the light that you carry in your life, why you handle life the way you do, is from Christ himself. Because he said we are the light of the world, and we are the salt of the earth. So we got a chance to let our marriage light shine today toward that young married couple, toward that tow driver who's missing his family and his wife, who saw the light of Christ and told us he wants to go to church on Sunday. We saw it, amen. with the people that we ran into the back of the car with. It was totally her fault, and they had a little alcohol in the front of the car. We could have easily told the police officer, listen, they've been drinking or whatever. But I like showing with those girls how we handled the accident. I didn't get out my car. Why did you stop? And I didn't get out in a rage talking about, you know, what were you thinking, stopping like that. We let our light shine today, and that's what God is saying to us. Let your light so shine that people will glorify your God in heaven.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it's just so true because we you know, we're happy, you know, and that's just the way it is. It's a beautiful thing to be happy, you know, to have the joy of the Lord. And the Bible says, in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. And I said on one of my empowerment moments on last week that if you are feeling down, if you're feeling discouraged on today, maybe it's because you have moved away from God. See, sometimes it's an attack. Sometimes it's the devil coming against you because the devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal your joy. Yes, he does. That's his job. And to kill your hope and to destroy your future. So we know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But sometimes we help the devil by moving away from the things of God. When the Bible clearly tells us to resist the devil, draw near to God. Wait, the Bible tells us to draw near to God. God will draw near to us. Resist the devil, and the devil will flee.
Amen.
So God gives us in his word a step-by-step procedure for keeping that light on, because the devil comes to dim your light. The devil wants you to hang your head, to be ashamed, to be depressed, to be discouraged, to be suicidal even. And the devil is a liar, and he's already defeated. So what we have to do, our secret, we do have a secret, and that secret is to be found in Jesus Christ. When we draw near to God, when we draw near to God, when we delight ourselves in him, when we abide in the divine, which is Jesus Christ, when we abide in him, allowing him to abide in us, allowing his words to abide in us, we cannot be defeated. No weapon formed against us can really prosper as long as we are staying close to God. The Bible says to cleave to God, for he is your life. And God is my life. I mean, I know there are so many people listening that can testify that God is your life. And when we cleave to God and allow him to abide in us through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, when we continually press our way to church and press our way to read our word and press our way to places like the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group and Minister Valerie Allen's Word of the Day, when we press our way to radio shows like this that are talking about God, when we press our way to fellowship with the saints, when we get rid of the toxic people and the toxic things and thoughts in our lives and cleave to God, my God, then our light can truly shine, and people can see that we are the real deal. So, Pastor Anthony, you are so right. Our light shone today, and God did not want us hidden in a bushel. He did not want us to go to the Long Island Marriott. He wanted us to go to the mall in Queens, you know, to talk to the people that we talk to. And I just thank God for ordering my steps and directing my path, because the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So I just thank God for what he is doing and what he has done. And I thank God for the word that you've given, honey, that we have to let our light shine. Wherever we can find a dark place, they say the internet is a dark place, but guess what? There's some light on the internet tonight.
Hallelujah.
And a lot of women and a lot of the people listening are letting their light shine. And we want to encourage you, married or single, but especially the married people, the couples, because this is our marriage moment, let your light shine so that men can look upon your lives and glorify our Father in heaven, that they will praise our God, amen, who is the only true God. Amen. Pastor Anthony?
Yeah, that's so powerful because we're living in an hour where people really need to see the institution of marriage, which God has ordained, working and fixed and right. Because the decay of any culture, the decay and decline of any social country or nation, the decay of any strong empire starts with the breakdown of the family. And if the devil can continue to break down our families, continue to divide our houses with children, not honoring their mother and their fathers, disrespecting our grandmothers and our grandfathers, with children, like you said, walking in disobedience, that's when our children really need to see the light of Christ in our lives. If you have children, you have grandchildren, they really need to see Jesus working in your life. They really need to see that your marriage will not end in divorce. They really need to see in this hour the power of the invisible God working a manifested miracle that they can physically see with their natural eyes. So I thank God that he wishes above all things to prosper and be in good health, even as our marriages prosper, as our churches prosper, as our families prosper, as our businesses prosper, then God gets the glory. So we got to be careful if we're still going around negative people, we're still going around people who ain't about nothing, people who are in darkness, we still feel ourselves gravitating toward people who are negative towards even the church of the living God, who want to make fun of us. We need to find ourselves by ourselves if we have to. Yes, we don't like to be lonely, but God will make a way out of no way. Yes, if the choice is going around family sometimes that's negative or being by myself, I'm going to be by myself with God because I am the majority. So at this season in our lives, we can't keep going around dark people in darkness, even though we need to go around them to evangelize them, Pastor Rebecca. But you said it's so key. If they're diminishing your light, then it's time to make a hard decision. But if you can handle darkness, go ahead and shed that light. But if you're not strong enough, get your light built up first and then go shine it into those dark areas.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Anthony, honey, thank you so much. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I want to welcome you to the Woman to Woman show. We are just in the middle of our marriage moments with my wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. And we're in a new hour, the 9 o'clock hour, just for this week. Next week we'll be on at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is a call-in open forum, so we're opening the switchboard. You can call in to 646-652-4. If you would like to let your voice be heard on the Woman to Woman show. And I welcome everybody in the chat room who's listening, and God bless you. We already know that Minister Valerie Allen is with us. I want to welcome again Guest 5119, Integrated Talk, Kiva Renee, and More Than Rubies. Welcome to the broadcast on today, and feel free to call in and let your voice be heard. Pastor Amy, you know, it's amazing as we end our marriage moments. It's amazing because I went to a place at my job. I was working a secular job outside of the ministry for about 2 years, and they closed down our house. I was working at a home for teenage mothers, a residential home for teenage mothers, and everybody would know the only reason I went there is because I wanted to minister to those young women. And they closed down our house on the 29th of April. So I have been going to the unemployment office, and I was at the unemployment office on yesterday, and I ran into an old crush. And it's just so amazing. I was telling my husband, for all of you who are listening, all of my sister girlfriends who are listening, you know what it's like when you have a crush. And I ran into an old crush, Jimmy Caraway. And when I saw Jimmy, he looked the same as when I was crushing on him about 30 years ago. And I'm looking at this man. I'm like, Jimmy Caraway? He's like, yeah. And I said, I don't recognize you. And I said, yeah, I don't expect you to, because we weren't really friends. You didn't really know me. We just were in the same complex, and I used to just, you know, look at you across the divider, and I said, but you don't really know me. And he laughed, and he, you know, kind of blushed a little bit. But I went on to tell him that I was married, you know, happily married, just had a wonderful husband, and he looked at me. He said, you know what, I can tell. He said, I'm just so happy. He said, but I really can tell that you have a good man. It sounds like you have a really good man. And I was like, you know, I talked to him for a few minutes, and then after I left him, after I got in my car, I was walking to my car, and I was praising God, because I never hooked up with Jimmy Calloway. You know, not that there's anything wrong with Jimmy Calloway, but I'm thanking God for the man they gave me, for Anthony Simmons. I'm thanking God for the journey that he took me on, that I didn't get wrapped up in the wrong somebody. So I'm saying that to say to the single women out there, you might be crushing on somebody. Jimmy didn't pay me any attention. Jimmy Calloway wasn't thinking about me. He told me, girl, go sit down somewhere and grow up. He was about 5-6 years older than I was. I was about 20 years old. He said, go sit down somewhere and grow up. He said, I'm not messing with you. And I just thank God that that man told me to go sit down somewhere and grow up, because it just took my life on a different path. And the path that I was on, I was able to meet the man that I have today, who took me to church, who evangelized me, who led me to Christ, who loved me and said, I don't care that you don't go to church. I like your spirit. He saw something in me when I didn't see something in myself, when I was miserable, messed up, when I was sad and mad and mean, when I didn't have any self-esteem, when all I did was party, looking for love in all of the wrong places, when I was angry at my dad and wanting to make every man pay for all of the wrong that men had done in my past. I mean, all of the issues that I had, this man saw through all of that, and he said, you know what, I still want to know you. And like Minister Valerie Allen said, you know, God already knew. And like I said earlier with the scripture that I gave from Jeremiah 11:23, I know the way a man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his own steps. God has ordered my steps. Even in my messed up condition, when I was drinking, when I was doing the things that I had no business doing, God knew that he had a plan for me. So I'm just speaking to somebody out there on today, no matter what condition you find yourself in, know that God has a plan for you. This is not the end. It is not the beginning. You're in that in-between place right now, where God is taking, you might say, well, I don't have a husband right now, and my light is not shining that bright right now, and, you know, I'm not, you know, doing that well. I don't have the house and the kids. But guess what? All of that, like Paul said, is really dumb, you know, compared to Jesus Christ. If you have Jesus, you have everything.
Come on.
We get caught up in status and stuff, and, you know, I got to be married to be complete, and my clock is ticking, and time is running out. And no, we learned today that time is not running out. Time is running out, but no man knows the hour or the day. God knows. He already knows your ending from the beginning. And guess what? God has a word over your life. God has a word over your life, and God is watching over his word, as he told Jeremiah again. He's watching over his word to perform it. God is faithful, as he has told us in the Bible, to complete the work which he has begun in you. Listen, don't look and compare yourself to other people. Don't look at other people's lives and say, you know what, they got it all together and I'm all messed up. No, the devil is a liar. God is working with you and walking with you right where you are. And God has a plan for you right where you are. And God's going to meet you right where you are. And God's going to use you for his glory right where you are. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Galatians 6 tells us he's not mocked. As a man sows, so shall he also reap. Listen, sow unto the spiritual things and watch God bless you in the material and the natural things after he blesses you in the spiritual things. Amen. God is, listen, he has so much in my, I'm excited, Pastor Anthony. I'm excited because God has so much in store for us. And when we walk according to his plan and don't kick against the pricks, when we don't kick against the goals, when we go with God's plan, my God, how can he get the glory? So I thank God that, baby, honey,
Yeah.
Sugar pie. I thank God that he didn't let me hook up with Jimmy Caraway. I thank God that, you know, he just had a special plan for me to meet you, and that we would meet and we would hook up and do this ministry together. And I'm just so happy to be your wife. I'm just happy. You know, wasn't my plan. I came to church kicking and screaming. You kept asking me to go to church, and I was like, no, give me a drink. But it was God's plan, and I just thank God for his plan and what he has done in our lives and in our marriage. It wasn't easy. For those of you listening for the first time, we have been through the fires of hell, almost, it felt like, and back. And I just thank God for bringing us out. Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen. That's so powerful what you just said. We need to not look at each other and kill that competitive spirit, because that is nothing but the devil, you know, comparing church against church, families against families. You know, and we're looking across the grass and saying it's greener over there, and we envying and jealous of one another. And that's nothing but the devil. Because Paul says, I find myself content. And Paul said, I've had a lot of money, I've had no money, and I find myself content. Because guess what? He says, no longer I, but Christ in me. And when you really have the Holy Ghost in you, you have everything. And you got to recognize that you're an asset to this world. Whether it's to your family, whether it's to your local church, whether it's to, you know, your job that you work at, you got to look at yourself as being valuable. And that's one thing that Pastor Rebecca and myself, God is sending people to new creation with that kind of mindset and spirit, that we have something to offer. So I thank God, Pastor Rebecca, you being obedient to this radio show. You know, it's just amazing how you asked me on the way to New York, what did you think about my mother, who was a prophet, saying that, you know, maybe to my future son-in-law. And here we are almost married 15 years ago. So that was about 17 years ago she said that statement. And I think she's listening. Thank you, Mom. So I think it's just amazing how she saw something in me. And we need to recognize that generation, they kind of can see through some people. They kind of, God gave them something sometimes that our generation don't have. But I thank God that she saw something in me that I probably didn't know and see in myself, but as we almost celebrate 15 years of marriage, I thank God that he's put good people around me.
Amen, amen. And Mommy is listening, and thank you, Mom, even though I was so embarrassed. We had just started dating for all the women listening, and my mother's birthday came up, and she looked at my boyfriend then, my man friend, and said, to my future son-in-law. And I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't believe she had done that. I wasn't saved yet. I mean, how about I got saved 3 hours later? It was New Year's Eve. We were out to dinner because my mother's birthday is on New Year's Day. It was New Year's Eve, and 3 hours later, we went, not even 3 hours later, about 2 hours later, when we pressed our way to church in the rain, about 45 minutes away from that restaurant, left them in the restaurant, went to the church, and got saved that night.
Hallelujah.
Just before midnight. God knows. Let me tell you, God knows. Pastor Emmy, thank you so much, honey, for taking time out. I know you're preaching tomorrow. It's 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. Thank you for taking time out to be with us on the Women to Women show.
Amen. Thank you for having me, and I'll continue to listen. As you said, I'll prepare for service in the morning. God bless you guys.
And well, stay with us for a few minutes because somebody might have some questions. I'm going to put Ms. Valerie Allen back on the air and give everybody a chance to call in. Listen, call in. Listen, we don't want to do all of the talking. I tell you, I can talk. I can continue talking, but I want you to call in. Call in to 646-652-4832. This is Real Talk for Real Women. It's the Woman to Woman show. But we keep it real. Pastor Emily comes on every week for about a half an hour out of the 2 hours that I'm on to talk about marriage with me, because we believe marriage is important. And we have just finished our marriage moment. If you want to call in and talk to us about marriage or the so-called end of the world that we were supposed to have today, or if you want to talk about what's going on in your life, your testimony, your ministry, your church. Please, please, if there's a word in your heart, Minister Valerie Allen called in last week and she preached. I mean, she preached a 10-minute sermon. It was powerful, too. So if you have a sermon, if you have a word on your heart, something burning, I know your hand is moving towards the phone. Go ahead and pick up the phone and call in. You know, it's amazing because when I first started calling in radio shows, I was so nervous. I was like, well, what if I mess up or what if I say the wrong thing? But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So go ahead and pick up the phone. You know you have something to say that's going to empower somebody, that's going to encourage somebody. If you have a question for myself or my husband, if you have need prayer, listen, we're here for you. I know it's late. It's 10 o'clock and we have church tomorrow, but some of you are still up. Don't go to bed until, some of you are like me. I'm up until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. So go ahead and call in and let's see what the Lord is going to say. And if you're already on the board and you want to talk, press 1 so I can know to put you on the air. Amen. Amen. And praise God. 646-652-4832. And again, I invite you to come out next Saturday to our Covered Dish Fellowship, Saturday, May the 28th. And we're going to be there at 5 o'clock until about 7, maybe 8 o'clock, depending on what the Lord does. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have testimonies. I'm going to call a few sisters up to give a testimony. We're going to have some food, Covered Dish Fellowship. So you can bring something if you like. You don't have to. You can bring a sister. Please bring another sister. It's free. Come on out to 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and fellowship with us on next Saturday. This is a powerful movement. This is not just a group. This is not just a women's show. It's a movement. Amen. Women empowered to take the world by force. Amen. It says the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. This is the real deal. We're not playing. This is the real deal. So let's do this for Jesus. Says amen. Minister Valerie Allen, you're back on the air. Thanks for staying with us through the marriage moment. I know the Lord always has a word burning in your heart.
Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. I tell you, this is such a wonderful show on this evening. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I was so blessed about your marriage moment right there. As you guys were speaking, of course, the Lord was speaking to my heart, and I went back to the Word of God, and I said, okay, Lord, may I decrease and you increase right at time of this morning. You know, the Word of God in Psalms 23 is stepping out so much on this evening with regard to the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth, which means enjoyment, pleasure, joy, and gladness in his way. I just want to just back it up a few moments and just giving God the praise and glory with regard to what the Lord led on Pastor Anthony's heart with regard to being the light of the world, which seems to me ties right into this scripture that seems to be so poignant, and with your scripture too, Pastor Rebecca, from Jeremiah, about how the Lord order our steps. I don't think we can really understand the power of what that means when our steps are ordered of God. First of all, the word says that the steps of a good man, so we need to just understand and break that down. What does a good man mean? Well, we understand it to mean as us and believers in Christ, that it means that the righteous man, those that are right in right standing with God, a good man, of a good report, his steps are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in God's way. You go away happy and merry, such as the testament that you two have given this evening as how the Lord redirected your path and how the joy of the Lord was added in the midst of it all, how your light so shined and that these people were so pleased and satisfied with you that the Lord, you know, have blessed on the night. So I just want to start back on the scripture for Psalms 21:1 and break it down to Psalms 26 as the Lord was speaking to my heart. So we can go right back into the scripture with Psalms 23. So the Word of God says in Psalms 37, beginning with verse 21. The wicked, the evil one, borrows, he always uses, and payeth, which means he doesn't give anything back. You give him something, the wicked one always borrows something but never wants to pay it or give it back, you know, repay the loan, that which is borrowed. But the righteous, that's the difference between the wicked and the righteous, such as the case, as you said, when you was coming through and you got hit and it was questioned, why did she stop? See, in this case, the righteous showeth mercy. then giveth and giveth. You know, he provide, you know, based on the Lord. And what did you provide? The light of Jesus. Your light so forth shined and came forth. You could, like you said, you could have had a whole different attitude with that, but because of who you are in Christ, as Pastor Abney so eloquently pointed out, your light shines. Verse 22 tells us, for such as blessed of him, the Lord, because of what you've done, as also being able to show mercy, you're blessed of the Lord, and shall inherit, and you shall inherit, become an heir to him, his throne, his kingdom, in this earth. And that those, the wicked one, who wanted to borrow and show no, didn't want to repay and show no mercy, because somebody could have just, like you said, could have got out of the car and just went off. Their light was not nowhere near shining. Their light was just in dark. You know, they were in darkness and not in the light. It could have been a whole total different situation. And they that be cursed of him, which again is the Lord, shall be cut off. So we know that the word of God also tells us that's why we don't be jealous or envious of evildoers, because eventually their time will come. They will be shut off. Now back to that, back to the key point scripture, I believe, and tied in with Jeremiah, Psalms 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Just when you thought, as you said, you were headed to Staten Island, the Lord said no. He had another plan. Because you are a good man, a good woman, called by God to do the work of the Lord. And look how you walked away, as the scriptures say. And he delighted. You came out with enjoyment, pleasure, joy, gladness in his way, your way. The one way you were going, God said no. I have another way. I have another plan. There's a couple here. There's a tow truck driver that I want you to minister to. And what did that bring this evening as bringing forth in your testimony? So much joy, so much gladness, so much appreciation for what the Lord had done. So, again, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way, in God's way, in your way, as you go away rejoicing in the thing of God. And I'm just going to break it down further with 24, 25, and 26. 37 and 24. Though he falls, so it seemed, as you said, as you were moving forth to go to Staten Island, here we have all this chaos. Where did that come from? So it seemed it may have been some sort of fall, setback, a distraction, inconvenience, I believe is the word that you said used. He shall not be utterly, which means completely, absolutely, totally, entirely cast down, thrown away. Yeah. That wasn't God's plan. And you said, that's why he said, thank God you're here, you're still here amongst us on the earth, because you were not cast down. You were not thrown away. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Why? Why did he uphold you in his hand? Because your steps, the woman and man of God, are ordered of the Lord. God ordered your steps. He reconstructed. He refocused. He turned the situation around that he would bring, that the glory be brought unto him for this night, for such a time as this. And then he go on to with the verse 25 and says, as we know, we understand the writer here is David. So this is David seeing it from his viewpoint with God. So this is what David said, with all that, with the wicked being cast down, with the Lord blessing his people, and that you being able to good man or inherit in the earth. Then when he goes on to say that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and you delight in his way. And then he said, this is true. David says, I have been young. I've been a young man. So what he's saying is that I'm trying to tell you that this is true. And now I'm old, which means he's aged, and yet I have not seen the righteous, the child of God, forsaken, abandoned, nor his seed begging, asking, pleading, beseeching bread. In this case, it could be food, cash, health, and how about this? How about car insurance? How you gave testimony with what you said, how the Lord worked it out, although it was a little inconvenience, but look how the Lord still blessed. He didn't forsake you. He didn't abandon you. Seemed to be such a chaotic moment, but he was able to still restore and bless you in the midst of an unplanned circumstance or situation. And finally, with verse 26, closing it out, he is, and David says it, he is ever merciful, which means compassionate, good, kind, and faithful. And lendeth, and his seed, God's people, is blessed. So that's what a good man does. He is ever merciful because God is good, kind, and faithful. When you abide in him as he abides in you and his word, that's what you become. You become merciful. So in allowing your light to shine, you and Pastor Anthony were had mercy. You were merciful to this couple. You was merciful to the tow driver, to the driver, to all those who was involved. And you, for that, this evening, as according to Psalms 37:26, you're blessed. You're simply blessed because your steps were truly ordered of the Lord as you went away, delighting in gladness, rejoicing, and giving glory and honor to his name, which brings us here to Stephen. So again, Pastor Rebecca, I thank you for the moment for allowing me to share some of the word of the Lord. Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
That's the word right there, because it's just so true. You know, we walk around, people ask how we're doing, and we say we're blessed. You know, we're blessed. But like you said, you just broke it down, what it means to truly be blessed, when you can continually rejoice and delight yourself in the Lord in spite of the circumstances, in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what people are doing to you. You can truly say that you are blessed, you know.
Amen.
When you know that you know that the Lord is on your side. And, you know, it's not even a mind thing. It gets beyond. See, when we walk with God and we take this journey with God, it gets beyond a head knowledge of God, but it gets to the point where it's a heart knowledge. When you know in your heart that God is good and worthy to be praised. Listen, Minister Valerie, you can't stop me from praising the Lord. You know, you've known me for a while now, but I'm always going to be praising God and give him the glory. I don't want any glory for myself.
Amen.
I just want God to get the glory in my life, and he sprinkles his glory back on me, and I thank God for that. And I don't reject what God gives me, because I know it's a gift from him, you know, just to keep me motivated and keep me moving. But let me tell you about last night. And again, all of the people in the chat room, God bless you. Welcome, Minister Bonnie Howell and More Than Rubies. All of you in the chat room, God bless you. You all are welcome to call in and sharing on this conversation. Listen, time is winding down, and this is a good topic, good conversation. We're eating, we're supping together on tonight, and I'm getting full. I'm getting excited. Minister Valerie Allen, thank you. You always come with fire.
Listen, that's the Lord. That is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God, because you know it is good. You know, we had an opportunity to post the word on the Empower Women's Group earlier in this week, where it is good, as Paul said, for those of us who preach, you know, the good news. It is a good thing to be able to give the word of the Lord out as being led of the Lord to do so. So I thank the Lord for his fire. I thank the Lord for his anointing, because it is he. But it is my desire to have more of him, and I understand that is in his word. It's to get into his word, because there's nothing else that's for me. There's nothing else that, you know, that I'm able to stand on other than his word. And that's what I thank God that I've come to the knowledge of understanding. His word is where the power lies. His word is where the answers to all of our circumstances and situations. It's there. It's in the word. So everything we need, I know we've heard it over and over again, it's in the word. But until we allow ourselves, as you mentioned earlier, to meditate on the word according to the scripture, and also, you know, day and night, and to study and assuring ourselves approved workmen need of not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, we won't have no success. We need to understand that everything we have, it is in the word. So I thank the Lord for his fire. And that's what I'm just grateful for this evening, to have an opportunity to have a platform such as your Empowered Show, which has been such a blessing. And I do thank you so much, as you mentioned, about us reconnecting, because I know it's nobody but the Lord. I know it's the Lord, because, you know, he maketh one rich and add no sorrow to it. And one day with the Lord, as we know, is like 1,000 to us. So I thank the Lord for, again, such a time as this, and that the Lord continue to do that which he said that he would do, because he's good. He is good, he is kind, and he is faithful.
Yes, he is. And that's what I was talking about, because I didn't get the first part. I guess I gave the last part of the story, but I didn't give the first part of the story, which was last night, as you saw on the board in the women's Women to Women Empowerment group. And I invite everybody to come over to Facebook and join us there. Just look up Pastor Rebecca Simmons, or you could just go to Women Empowerment group and ask to be a member. But, you know, last night I went out to the Sister to Sister Incorporated with Angela Vette Williams, and I went out to her Maplewood. I live in one town not too far from Maplewood, and we went there. It was a mother and daughter event, so I took my daughter Hakita with me, my firstborn. Hakita is 33 years old. I'm 49, so that lets you know that I was 16 years old when she was born. And we went out, and they invited us to speak. They invited me to come and speak, and for me to bring my daughter or my mother and to let them speak. My mother, my wonderful mom, is in North Carolina, so I couldn't get her here. So I took my beautiful daughter, Hakita, with me, and we stood up to talk. And let me tell you, there was not a dry eye in the room, because the Lord had me stripped down. I didn't preach, but I just kept it real, and I talked according to what the Lord wanted me to tell. And I told my story and how I was not a good mother bringing up my daughter, because I was so busy trying to find some medication for my soul that now I know could only be found in Jesus Christ. But I was ripping and running and drinking and drugging and going from relationship to relationship and trying to, like I said, find healing in all of the wrong places. And my daughter, my mother, was helping me to raise my daughter. My daughter spent more time at my mom's house. Every weekend she was at my mother's house, and I thank God for the village, because my mother was there to help me raise my daughter. But I was not a good mother. I just admitted it. And as I was saying it with my baby girl right there, with my firstborn right there, you know, tears were in my eyes, and tears are in my eyes right now as I think about how I, you know, did not do what I could have done by her. But again, it brings us back to the scripture. You know, even with Job said, God, you know the way that I take. You know, God already knew that I would take that road, which was how I met Jimmy Calloway in the first place, because I was on welfare after being a teenage mother, after dropping out of high school, taking care of my baby, and being, you know, wanting to get off welfare. So I wanted to go to workforce, and I had to go through there for training and got a job there. But God took me full circle. You see, now my baby is 38. It took me full circle to now here I'm meeting 28 years later. I'm meeting Jimmy Calloway in the same place, different place, same. And I'm like, God, you brought me full circle only to show me how wonderful you have been in my life. And then my daughter spoke, and she spoke about her life and how she was a good mother, because she watched me be a bad mother. Now, you know, I tell you, when you think about it, how can I rejoice in that? But I praise God that she took that road, that it didn't end out another way, but because she didn't want to be a party, because she wanted to be there for her kids, because she wanted her kids not to have to pray for mommy to stay home that night. She is doing everything that I didn't do, and she's a woman of God, and she's already saved, been saved since she was 14. And I just thank God. And she said she would pray for me, Minister Valerie. You hear what I'm saying? Partying. And my baby girl is praying for me. And, you know, the Bible says little child shall lead them. You know, when you think about the fact that it was like, this child was so implemental in my salvation. She said, I prayed, Mommy, please keep Mommy safe, and please bring Mommy home, and please let Mommy be happy. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and we're in the front of the room, and we're talking, we're crying, and everybody, all the women are crying. And I'm like, but we're crying tears mixed with joy and melancholy, because I'm like, God, you're so awesome. You're a God of second and third and fourth and fifth chances, and that's why I do what I do. That's one of the reasons I do what I do, because my life is not my own, Minister Valerie. I don't belong to Pat. I don't belong to myself.
Bless
I don't belong to Rebecca Simmons. I
Bless
belong
him.
To my Father who are
Bless
in heaven. My life belongs to him. Whatever he wants to do with me, I tell you, God is just so good. He's just so good. He's just so awesome. And as I have to be totally honest, and I want you to speak, because I know God is speaking to you, but I have to even add this, and I just have to add it. I have to add it. There was something in me that was telling me, no, Holy Ghost,
Come on.
The Holy Spirit was telling me not to go to Long Island to that seminar. So, you know, God even got more intertwined now, because here I am. I want to say, well, I've committed. I told the Apostle Karen I was going to be there. I'm going. You know.
I'm
so
going.
Here in the car. God was like, no. Like you said, no. God said, no. Who knows what was further down the road?
Yes.
See, he stopped us right there in Queens. But we had 25 more minutes to go on that road. Who knows what was further down the road? Who knows what was on the road on the way back? That God stopped us like Balaam on the donkey. When the donkey stopped in the middle of the road, Balaam kept kicking the donkey and hitting the donkey and whooping, and the donkey finally turned around. And
my
so
Lord.
You fool. Why are you being, have I ever let you wrong? You know, and now you look, and the angel of death was right there with the sword drawn, getting ready to slay them. But God was saying, no, do not try to push through. When I'm saying no, we got to get a greater sense of discernment to hear when God is saying no. You want to please man, me. I said, no.
Come on, obedience.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Obedience.
Yes,
obedience.
It is better than sacrifice. Come on, Pastor.
Jesus.
Come on with it.
I wasn't going to say it because I said Apostle Karen might listen to my show. But God could be total. Yeah, I try to stand still. But God was saying, don't go. I heard it. And even last night, I dreamed about a car, a vehicle, my car. But something was going on with my car. But when I woke up, I couldn't remember the dream. And I didn't even try to remember the dream. I did pray, but I didn't even ask God to show me what it was he had just shown me in that dream. And I did not stop to hear exactly what God. I had my mind made up.
My Lord. My mind.
Jesus.
My mind.
But
see,
and that's a word for somebody out there.
I think you said it best in past times. I believe you posted that on the Power Woman to Woman group today, this week, in regards to, okay, now the devil is a liar trying to have me to lose my thought.
Yeah.
But we're going to move forth in Jesus' name. My heart, of course, is just leaping with joy and thanking God for his word, because it takes me right back here to Psalms 37:24. After we come down from Psalms 23, focus on the steps of a good man being ordered of the Lord. Though he fall, that's what the Lord was ministering to me as you and Pastor Anthony were speaking. Though it fall, you just seem to just illustrated that so well. So it seemed like it could have been the end. And as you say, you don't know what may have happened at the end. Your steps are ordered of the Lord. You weren't cut down. You wasn't cast down. You wasn't, as the word said, he shall not be utterly cast down. You weren't thrown away. You wasn't completely and absolutely and totally, entirely, though it seemed you failed. Like you said, it seemed like I may have missed it, but I knew that I wasn't supposed to go, but I'm going to go because I'm committed. And, you know, that comes to, and with all due respect to all, when it comes out, you know, trying to please people. But this is what the word of God was saying. For then the remainder of Psalms 24:37 said, for the Lord, although it seemed like you have fallen and couldn't get up, if you will, and then also couldn't go forth, couldn't go to where you were committed for the evening. It seemed like it just wasn't what you had all anticipated, as you said, your plan, my plan. Because we all have these plans, but we never focus on when the plan is redirected, who is redirecting the plan. Again, because our lives are not our own. You said that in regards to praising him. For the Lord upholdeth with his hand, even though it seemed like all hell, I said it, had done just broke out. The Lord still uphold you in the palm of his hand, because your steps, the good man, the good woman of God, is ordered of the Lord, and you delighteth in your way. Do we, even though how it all turns out, we're rejoicing tonight. We're rejoicing.
Yes.
Staten Island may not have been for last night. Staten Island could be another night. But the Lord knows, and I was having this, I tell you, this is definitely confirmation for me, because just even as on yesterday, see, a similar thing happened to me. Not as, if you will, tragic seemed to be, but just in small things, just even in the small things. I met this, about a few weeks ago, I guess over a month now, I met this wonderful, and I'm so looking forward to her. I'm encouraging her to join the group and things. The woman has a word that I just you know, ready to just go. But nonetheless, her name is Marie Titus, and she is an independent insurance agent. You know, because God is leading us to have insurance, we need those things too.
Yes.
That's another topic for another subject for another time. But nonetheless, like you, yesterday I set out because I had my plan. Now, we know the word tells us that a man's heart plans his ways, which is true. We plan our ways in our heart, like you said, my plan. We plan it, but it's the Lord again who directs our paths, directs our steps. So, similar to you, I step out yesterday, and I'm like, I had the plan and what we was going to do. You know, on the day I'm going to go to, because I had errands to do, I was going to go to point A, and I was going to go to point B. First point was to meet with the insurance agent, which was about 9:30 a.m. This was on Wednesday. But then I was like, well, okay, I need to get to the bank because I had to make a deposit. Well, bless God for the deposit, right? But then I still needed to meet with her. It was about 9:15 a.m., and time was getting short. So I had made the plan to meet with her at one location at a local diner, and then we would proceed with our meeting because, again, I'm rushed for time because my plan and what I needed to do further in the day. So I looked at the clock, and it was about 9:15, so I called her, and I'm at the bank, and I said, oh, listen, well, there was another spot here that was adjacent to the bank where we could have met to save time. So I called her, and she did. We made the rearrangements. Here we go. God redirecting the steps, the plan, if you will. We go in, and just at the local Dunkin' Donuts, whatever you have you now, but I'm telling you, the Lord had a plan. This woman of God. But listen, the insurance, life insurance, although it's needed and headed into effect now to become active, was on the back burner. This woman of God ministered so effectively to my heart. I was in the parking lot praising the name of Jesus Christ, and I tell you, I said, Lord, again, your plan. So this is what I'm saying with this. So I had intent to conclude the meeting with her because I'm a walker, so I would just walk on to the next destination. And I was rushed for time. I had to place an order, and I needed to have it done by 12 p.m. on Thursday. And I was like, well, what am I going to do? So she said, you know, Valerie, listen, how about if I just take you on home, and you can do what you got to do, and then I'll wait for you and then take you to the next destination, and then, you know, you can, you know, breathe a little easier. And in my mind, I am just a fussing, going, this woman done came and messed up my plan, not recognizing that it's the Lord who was redirecting the whole day. But I tell you, the way that it worked out, I'm telling you, the Lord had me chaperone all day long. Not only was I able to have the insurance, you know, have that settled, then we went forth and I needed to do some toiletry shopping. You know, we understand we have some things to do, take care of the household.
Yeah.
Then from that point, I needed to do grocery shopping. When my son and I now had picked him up from school, we was en route to the local grocery store. And here comes one of the crossing guards. Stop right alongside. You need a ride? I said, listen, glory to God. We get in. We were chaperoned to the grocery store, and then we get in the grocery store, and then as we're going through right at the point of entrance, we're with the in the produce stand. Here comes another crossing guard. You know, all the crossing guards we cross paths with daily as my son is going to school, and we chit chat for a moment, just giving glory to God, and I was sharing with her about the group and, you know, the Empowered Women's group and, you know, things of that nature, what the Lord has been doing, how he's been blessing, and next thing I know, we having church, because that was her testimony. She said, girl, we having church. I said, listen, aren't we not the temple of God? Wherever we are, the church, wherever we go, we'll lift up the name of Jesus. So we was in the supermarket just praising the Lord. So here I go, talking about yourselves. Now, mind you, my plan, I did call someone, a sister, to come to pick my son and I up after we completed our grocery shopping. And so I, when we were just headed out, had done the shopping, was going to head out to the to the register, because again, time on a time schedule here, we were going to be picked up about maybe 5 p.m. And just about 5 p.m., we were headed out the door. So we crossed paths again with Sister Eva, who was the crossing guard who was in this grocery store with us. And she said, "Listen, if you're done when I'm done, I'll just give you a ride home." I said, "Well, bless the name of the Lord." So we come out, and I didn't know that she was behind me at the register. She never said a word. So we package our groceries, and we come out, my son and I, and I give a call to the sister and let her know that we're ready, and she says, "I'm on the way." In the meantime, Sister Eva walks right up behind me and said, "Listen, let's go." So my son, listen, let me tell you how the Lord just ministered right there. And my son was like, "No, I want to go with Sister Joyce." I said, "Listen." I had to stop right there in the moment. I said, "God is moving another way." I said, "We got to learn and understand when God is moving, we got to go with God." I said, I don't understand. Even in this, even in the small thing with being transported from one person to the next, I didn't know what was going on. You know, I just said, "I'm going to trust God." Now, if you were me, what would you do? Would you stick around and wait? Or you got someone standing there and said, "Come on, bag your groceries and let's go." So this is what
Absolutely.
I said to my son. I said, "Listen, sweetheart, we are going with God." I said, "God has reordered our steps. But as a matter of fact, he has already ordered our steps. This is how the day
yes.
was intended to go." So we were able and then was able to take advantage and double up on the groceries because thank God we had the transportation. We got back in a timely fashion. We were able to prepare the dinner, do the homework, all in a good time where we were able to have a good night's sleep and rise back up the next day. So I'm just saying, even in the small things, when you think that you know, someone else is coming to, you know, to change your day, God is still just ordering your steps. And Marie called me back on Friday, and I'm telling the woman of God gave such a testament. She does this journal thing, and I told her she has definitely have to, she handwritten, and I told her, "Please type it out because I need to post this." But her testament with regard to me being her first appointment and how the Lord just so divinely blessed and connected us there, and it just blew me out of the water, out of the water.
Wow.
Not only was
wow.
I trust thanking God for me, for her being a blessing to me, she's on the other hand thanking and blessing God for me being a blessing to her. And I hadn't even
yes.
known what the Lord had in mind and planned for that day. So we end up yesterday, Friday, having this similar conversation as God was breathing and giving revelation how our steps, even in the small things, are ordered of the Lord. All we got to do is just trust in the Lord. Lean not to our
yes.
own understanding. Acknowledge him in all his ways, and he
yes.
shall direct our paths. Proverbs 3, 4, and 5. He shall direct. So we acknowledge him. And that's what I did with my son in an instant. When he was thinking we should still go with plan A, I said, "Listen, God done opened up another door right here. We're going to learn this lesson right here today. We moving with God. When God move, we move with God." Because I'm not sure what was going on with the other sisters. We thank God for her, but I know she was on time, scheduling, restraint, and things of that nature.
Yeah.
I just knew and had sense enough and wisdom enough to go with God and thank God. And I tell you, when it was all said and done, I got in front of the house. Sister Eva helped me even with the groceries out of the door. Next thing I know, I had one of my neighbors coming over, and she wanted to place an order. And I tell you, my hands right there in front of the stoop of the doorway of the entrance of the apartment, I stood up with my hands lifted towards heaven,
praising the name of the Lord.
And my neighbor
came, she said, Valerie,
she said, "What's wrong? What's wrong? I saw you over here praising the Lord." I said, "Listen, all is well." I said, "That's
yes.
why I'm praising the Lord." I said, "I've been with Jesus all day long, and
Jesus.
He's been with me." I said, "The Lord has been good to me. The Lord,"
Amen.
I said, "even you walking over here to place an order." I said, "The Lord has been good to me." I said, "So
Jesus.
That is worth me lifting up my hands to the hills from which comes my help." And that's what I was just walking along, and the Lord was just ministering to my spirit that the earth is his and the fullness thereof,
yes.
and that he will hold no
yes.
good thing from us. I said, "Lord,
yes.
I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you." So we do. We need to understand when things change, when our plans change, know that God is the one that's in control, who is ordering our steps. And I thank God for your testimony. I thank God even for your transparency. I thank God for you being honest and even saying, which is true, because it's true. We don't want to always go, but we think it's just us, but it's the Lord. It's the Lord. And he put the roadblock in the way.
I wanted to go. I wanted to go because I knew, you know, I prayed this month, that Lord, give me, put someone in my path that I can make a difference in their lives. Let me minister to people, you know, through your word. You know, let me encourage someone. Let me empower someone. And that was my prayer this morning. But I was prepared to go to Long Island to do this seminar. But what we have to realize, there's been a common thread. And I want to thank everybody for listening. This is the Woman to Woman Show with Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and that's Minister Valerie Allen, who's called in tonight, who is so exuberant and excited about the Lord because he has truly been good to us.
Yes.
And I just want to thank everybody. Worship, praise, and the night has just joined us, and we have quite a few people in the chat room. Listen, I know you're being blessed by hearing us, and you're more than welcome just to listen. But if you want your voice to be heard, you can call in 646-652-4832, and I will definitely put you on the air. But Minister Valerie, as I was listening, and one more thing before we, for those who are just tuning in, we're having a woman-to-woman empowerment group fellowship, Covered Dish Fellowship, at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, on Saturday, May the 28th. That's next Saturday from 5 to 7. It's free. Bring somebody with you. Just come. You can bring a dish if you like, but you don't have to. And I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody come out on that day. God's going to make it happen. But go over and just let me know you're coming so that we can, you know, we don't want to have the two fish and five loaves type thing. But we will if we have to. But just, you know, so we can prepare properly, let me know that you're coming. I have about 25 or so women that said they might be coming, about 15 definite. And we're going to open the floor for testimonies, for words of encouragement, and then I will be pouring out at the end of the evening. And we're going to have food, fun, fellowship, bring your business cards. You know, let's get to know each other. Let it not be so much about networking, though, as about encouraging and empowering each other in the Lord, because I don't want it just to turn into a networking event. I want us to network about Jesus.
Amen.
So because there are a lot of Christians having a hard time, and we want to edify each other. Edify means to build up. We want to, the Hebrew for the Greek for edify is to build up. So we want to build each other up. That's why God gave us the fivefold ministry, so that we would not tear each other down, but build each other up. Amen. So I encourage everybody to come out. You're all invited. Join the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group on Facebook, and you will be blessed. Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, because there's a Woman to Woman Empowerment with no group, but we're the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group without the hyphens. And you'll see me there. You'll see Minister Valerie there. More than Rubies. Quite a few people in the room, chat room, are there, and we're having a blessed time.
Amen.
Minister Valerie, it is so awesome. You let your light shine on your porch, praising the Lord.
Bless God, let
your light shine as you went forth. Like you said, you'll walk as you walk the earth. It reminds me of the Isaiah 6, where he said, I saw the Lord after King Uzziah died. I looked up and I saw the Lord high and lifted up, exalted, seated on the throne, and his robe filled the temple and the whole earth.
Yes.
The train of his robe filled the temple and the whole earth was filled with his glory. And I often say, how does the whole earth become filled with his glory? That's because we are vessels of honor. We're vessels of God's glory. And as we walk the earth, as we go to and fro, as we let our light shine, as we carry forth his light, we fill the earth with God's glory as we do good. And Ephesians 2, and as you were speaking, the Lord brought that word to my remembrance. Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are his workmanship,
yes, Lord,
created in Christ Jesus unto
yes,
good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." And that is just so powerful when we think that our steps are not ordered by us.
Yes.
We think we're doing it. I might think I started. If I were vain enough, if I were, you know, not walking with God the way I am, I would think that it was my idea to start the Women to Women Empowerment Group to do this radio show. But I know it's not me. It's not my idea. God said to give you witty inventions. Wisdom comes from the Lord. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. And that's why I encourage people to just cleave to God. Get that word and you pray. Get the word and you pray. Fast. Get that word and you pray.
Yes,
the light yourself to obey. Obey. Obey.
Yes,
obey.
Ma'am.
Oh my God. Obey. People don't want to hear obey. But
come
you
on.
Said it and I said it. You said it. The word says it. Obedience is truly better than sacrifice.
Yes, ma'am.
God does not want our we give them up. The Israelites had gotten to the point where they were giving God their tithes and their offering. But they would say, "Lord, Lord," with their mouths, but their hearts were far from him. They were giving sacrifices to the Lord, but they were still disobeying God. They were walking and living in disobedience and worshiping other gods and idolizing kings and men of power and statues of wood, and you know they were idolizing handcrafted idols. And God was saying, "No, I don't want your sacrifice. I don't want your money. I commanded you to tithe, but your obedience is worth more than your sacrifice, more than your grain and your corn and your silver and your gold. Your obedience." It's better than sacrifice. God is saying, "Obey me." He just wants to know, will you obey him?
Lord.
And,
yes,
you know,
Lord.
So many times we hear God, and even me, you heard my testimony earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We hear God, but we act like we didn't hear him.
Yes.
And we keep moving forward, but the Spirit is saying, "Take heed, I'm speaking."
Yes.
I'm not in the whirlwind today. I'm in the whisper. Oh, I'm not in the whisper today, but I'm shouting today.
Yes.
But hear me and obey. Hearken to my word. And God is saying that. He has me in the book of Jeremiah because the Israelites were stiff-necked and rebellious people.
Yes,
and God is saying, as you exhort people, as you encourage people, exhort them and encourage them to obey me.
Yes.
And that's what God is saying, that we need to obey him. Listen, if you love me, Jesus said, you
that's
will obey
said.
My commandments.
That's what he
and,
said.
And God has told us that his commandments are not burdensome. I love God. You know,
Can
I get a witness in the chat
come
room?
On,
can I get a
come
witness?
Come on, come on. Somebody
can I get a
say
witness?
Amen. Somebody
can
say amen. Man, come on.
My God.
Ooh,
but
glory
I love
to God.
Him too
glory
much.
To God.
Oh, my God. Do you
glory
love him too much, Minister Valerie Allen, to displease him?
My
God,
Lord
does
Jesus.
Your heart break?
Come
does your
on,
heart
break
down. When you displease the Lord, when you disobey him, when you
Listen.
Know that God has told you to do something you have not obeyed him? Does
my
your
God.
Heart still break?
My
oh, my God.
God.
It's a good thing when your heart still breaks when you're in
yes.
disobedience because that
yes.
means that the Spirit has not, God has not taken his Spirit from you. You still got the Holy Ghost. You still have a chance to repent
bless
and
God.
Turn.
Yes.
My God.
Yes, bless God. Bless God.
His love
Listen, he's a wonder. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. You know, I said that quoted on the back of my book. Consequences precede every act of sin, you know, when we are disobedient to God. And, you know, I just want to say this. And when I said sometimes you just want to say no, that was me. Because when I was, when she was trying to bless me, right, I was in my mind saying, oh, no, I don't want. Hey, I'm still stuck on my plan because I wanted to go to A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I'm so organized, right? And I'm just a fussing in my mind. This woman done messed up my day. That's what I'm saying. Not you, Pastor Rebecca, because I heard you when you said, yes, you wanted to go. But it was the Lord who put the roadblock in your way for his intent and purpose, for his glory. But in my case, like me and my son, I was saying, no, I didn't want to go that way. And my son, remember what I said about my son didn't want to go with driver B? He wanted to stay with driver A? See, the Lord was working something in us. There's a time, like you say, when you do, you really do have the desire to, but the Lord is saying no. But then there's times when you're saying no, and the Lord is saying yes. But the bottom line is, again, we need to understand that it's the Lord who is directing and ordering our steps. Again, we make plans, absolutely, but it's the Lord who directs our paths. As we lean not to our own understanding, God, I don't know why this woman come up here today trying to turn my world upside down. What is she thinking? Don't she know I got things to do and places to see? And then we were, even when we were sitting there in the, and I was just, and I could feel myself just rushing. I'm looking at the clock and everything because I just knew I had to get done what I need to get done. But I could hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, stop rushing. Stop rushing. Mm-hmm. And this woman of God had a word in her belly that just blew my mind. Turned my entire perspective
all the way around.
And I've been thanking God. I've been thanking God ever since. And I said, Lord, I thank you. And that's what brought us to the word. Psalms 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighted in his way. And I tell you, it has brought much joy on this evening. The word of God is true. And it is right.
Yes.
And it is so. And I tell you, look how the word of God just manifests itself right here on tonight. And you know you said that about listeners not wanting to tune in. We do thank those of us who are obedient to the Spirit of God to be up all night. I just think about a moment in time when I was in the world, and you know we used to be hanging out on Friday nights and Saturday night and didn't mean nothing.
Yes.
But now when
didn't
it comes to the things of God, I'm too tired, I'm too sleepy, and even myself at times, I'm going to be just as transparent and honest as real like you, making all these excuses why we can't go and do the things of God. But when the Lord get a hold of you, when the Lord begins to minister to you, it's, as you said just a few moments early, that's a decision we have to make. Are we going to obey the Lord or are we going to disobey?
Yes.
And we know that Deuteronomy breaks the whole thing down, whole passage down in reference to blessings and cursings. What happens when we obey the God, obey God versus when we disobey God? It is written.
Yes.
It is so. Mm. So we thank the Lord for the word of the Lord today and for the lessons in which the Holy Spirit of God is teaching us on tonight, and that we're learning to be obedient earthen vessels because it matters. Like you said, a life-changing circumstance and situation can change somebody's life in an instant. In an instant.
And isn't that our prayer that we would change lives? Save souls. That's my prayer. Save souls, change lives. Set the captives free. Let me be used for you, of you, by you to do this, Lord. And, you know, it's just amazing. I want to thank God for Minister Bonnie Howell in the chat room. And she said, God is awesome, and he is worthy
he is.
To be praised.
Yes,
and also want to welcome Power of Forgiveness to the chat room. Anybody, listen, we have 10 minutes. I know everybody's in the chat room. I know you all are having a party in the chat room. I know you're quickening in your spirit. Because we got the Holy Ghost up in here. We are just praising God. I feel the Lord.
Yes.
I want to invite you in this last 9 minutes to call in. The number is 646-652-4832. Did I say the number right? I'm drunk in the Holy Ghost. Don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit.
642-4832. 3-2. Call in.
Amen. Call in. Amen. Praise
Amen.
We are
Bless
a good
him.
Time. Me and Minister Valley Allen, we are bumping our sharp.
Listen, he only needs two. When two or three are gathered,
Amen.
He's in the midst there. It only takes two. One can put 1,000 and two can put 10. It only
10,
takes
000.
Two. It
Amen.
Only takes 10,000. Exactly
but we have more
is what
than
I'm
two.
Saying. Listen, I know
because
in the chat room and things, I'm saying,
where
we got people in the chat room, no disregard
Amen.
Or disrespect to anyone in that respect, but I'm saying currently on the telephone, if you will, that,
the
you know,
mother, those who want to speak, we do have people on the phone lines, they don't have their hands raised. If you want to speak, just push one and raise your hand, and we will gladly But, you know, we would gladly put you in the air. But you know what, Minister Valerie? Sometimes people come just to receive, you know,
Amen.
To be filled. Because I have had times when I just needed a word. Just give me a word. Lord, just give me a, send me to some real people of God and let me hear from God. I was talking about last night, and we have a hand raised. Let's put this person on the air.
Amen.
This person is calling all the way from Florida. Area code 407, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Yes, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm just really enjoying the service tonight. Glory to God. I just happened to tune in, and I'm just being blessed. Because, you know, God is good, and he's good all the time.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I believe I testify why I have a chance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. He's been so good to me. Praise God. I, too, have a Blog Talk radio show comes on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a True Life Outreach Ministry. And,
okay,
that's
right.
Yes, it's geared
True
at...
True Life Outreach Ministries?
Yes, True Life Outreach Ministry.
Amen.
And it's geared at winning souls for Christ, you know, and
that's
you just
God.
Thank God. Hallelujah. So I'm just
Hallelujah.
Having an awesome time, so I just had to call in and tell you how much I'm enjoying it. Y'all doing a wonderful job.
Bless God.
Amen. To God,
to God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. We're glad you called, Ben, you know, and that you're just out here in the harvest field doing the work of the Lord. You 4 days a week, for 2 hours a day, to God be the glory. You truly are his servant. And we just pray God's blessing over the work that he has you doing, the work that he has preordained for you to do with your hands. And we just thank God for your obedience, that you with your obedience are snatching some from the pit of hell. And that some that should be perishing or would be perishing or not perishing, because your voice is going out reaching some people that would not be reached had you not hearkened to the voice of the Lord and said, I'm going to do the work of the Lord. It's a great sacrifice. 2 hours a day, 4 days a week, that's a great sacrifice. And we just thank God for your labor. You know, if you haven't heard it lately, I haven't heard your show, but I just want to thank God for your labor. You know, to know that there are many out here with a heart to serve God and to do the work of the Lord. And it's not easy. See what I'm hearing in the spirit, my sister, is that it's not easy for you to do what you do, but you continue to press forward in spite of the opposition and the naysayers and the lack of support. But you continue to press forward, and God is saying your work, as they said to me earlier this week, your work is not going unnoticed by the Lord. What was that scripture you gave me, Minister Valerie? Give that scripture to our sister that you put in the chat room this week, in the group this week.
Oh, with regard to?
It was for Hebrews.
Listen,
the work has not gone unnoticed as you minister to the
saints. Oh, I apologize, Pastor Rebecca. Yes, okay. Yes, it was. I thank you for reminding me exactly what it was, because we know there's been so many postings on this week. But nonetheless, the scripture is Hebrews 6 and 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And what we said to with Pastor Rebecca, to the woman and woman and your power group, so we just want to thank you too. You know what the word of the Lord said comes from Hebrews 6 and 10. And so we just want to show our appreciation to you for the labor of love. So that's what the Lord had, you know, led on our heart to appreciate, you know, Pastor Rebecca Simmons on this week with regard to understanding that God is not unrighteousness to forget. He hasn't forgotten your labor of love, the work that you have done for him. And
Amen.
In which you have shown towards his name, as you've done it unto his glory, and that you have ministered to the saints, to the people of God, to the believers and non-believers alike, and that you do minister. And I'm certain that you do minister effectively, because even calling in to say, I've enjoyed the show this evening, that's ministry yet, even in signs of appreciation, which I certainly do receive, and I thank you for that. So
You're
I thank the Lord for his rule and for his word, as Paul stated in Hebrews 6 and 10, again, for the God is not unrighteous. He's not unrighteous to forget your work. He's a good and kind and just and loving God. So he will show us, send someone to appreciate you, such as we're taking time out this evening and giving God the glory for your life and for the work of the labor that you have done for the Lord. So again, yes, Pastor Rebecca, Hebrews 6 and 10, and that's what the Lord had laid upon our heart this week as we gave
Amen.
A shout-out to Pastor Rebecca with regard to Appreciation Day. And prayerfully,
Amen.
As the listeners are listening, prayerfully this will be an ongoing day even next year, which regard to the woman to woman empowered group, because that, you know, is a ministry within the ministry. And I thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. What is your name, my caller?
My name is Minister Bonnie Howell.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, you're not related to Prophet George Howell, are you?
No.
Amen. Okay, I know he has the same last name, and he's also on Blog Talk Radio. But I want to share that scripture with you, because that's what the Lord put upon my heart, that he do not grow weary in well-doing, you know, because in due season you shall reap, if you faint not, the rewards of your labor. And, you know, it's amazing, because you're not one who does it for vain glory. You do what you do for God's glory.
Amen.
So I just picked that up very heavily in the spirit, and just to let you know that God, I have Minister Valerie share that scripture, God has not forgotten. And he will definitely reward you for your labor in this land, in the land of the living.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is just so good. I mean,
yes,
you know, it's just amazing, because there's a heavy anointing for saving souls on your life, Minister Bonnie Howell.
Amen.
And God is going to, you know, he's going to continually use you in that area, where he's going to begin to send even more non-believers onto your show. And they're going to come in, and I bind up the harassing spirit that was trying to come against your show in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because you're doing a great work, and you have a heavy anointing on your life for outreach. And God said it's going to extend even beyond the radio waves. I don't know if you're already doing outreach ministry in the neighborhood, but God says, I'm taking you out, and I'm taking you out into the streets. And people are going to be drawn to your anointing. They're already drawn to your anointing when you walk outside of your home. So God is just going to be able to draw people like a magnet. You're a magnet for Jesus, and God is going to draw people towards you, and you're going to be able to minister in boldness to these people. You're not even going to question whether or not that guy put that person before you for ministry. God says in the supermarket, in the gas station, you know, different places, even outside of your house, God says, I'm getting ready to use you. I'm beginning to minister even the more so. Because you're already on the battlefield, but God said even the more so. So get ready, because there's a harvest coming.
Bless God. Bless God.
Amen.
Thank you,
Bless
Jesus.
God.
Praise
Bless
the Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Amen.
Bless
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank
Bless
you,
God.
Jesus.
Bless God.
God.
Bless
Jesus.
God.
Lord,
Bless
my God.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we just thank God for you calling in. And we only... I don't want to quench the spirit. We're going to praise God on and out.
Yes,
thank you guys,
Lord,
for tuning in.
Lord.
We're praising God as we go off the air with the Women and Women Show. We're just praising God. Tune in next week at 1 o'clock.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you all. Thank you for tuning in. We praise God. Lord, we love
bless
you.
Bless the Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus. Bless your name,
God.
Oh God.
So
your word
worthy.
Is to be praised,
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Lord, we lift your name on high,
oh
God. We thank
Hallelujah.
You for all that you have done,
thank
oh God, and for who
Jesus.
You are,
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Father, you look high,
yes,
you look
Lord.
Low, oh God.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
we give glory
thank
and honor
you,
to your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Be all the
thank
glory,
you,
the honor, and the
yes,
praise,
Lord.
For thine is the kingdom, oh God. The power
yes,
and the glory forever
you
are, oh God.
You,
Father, we thank
God.
You. We glorify your name, oh God.
Yes,
we give
Lord.
You glory,
Hallelujah.
Oh God. We magnify
thank
your
you,
wonderful
Jesus.
Name, oh God.
Yes,
Lord, there is none
Hallelujah.
Like you in all the heaven
yes,
and all
Lord.
The earth, oh God.
Oh, yes,
Father, we thank you that you are the I am that you said that you are, oh God. Father,
oh,
there's
yes,
no one like you, oh God. Bless
we
your
magnify
name, oh
your
God.
Name.
Bless your name, oh
God.
God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for
God.
Your mercy, God.
Glory God.
Oh, thank you for your grace, God.
Glory
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you for
glory
your anointing,
God.
Lord.
Yes, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
oh,
Jesus.
You, Lord. Oh,
yes,
we bless
Lord
your
God.
Name.
Glory
you
to your name,
God.
Oh God.
Thank you for
glory to
oil,
your name,
God.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God.
In the name
Hallelujah,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless my mother, God.
Oh, da, 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 da,
right
da, da,
now, God.
Thank you,
in
Jesus.
The
in the name of Jesus, from the top
right
of her head
God.
To the sole
in
of her feet.
In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. We bless
you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God.
In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen her, oh God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, oh God. Sweet, please, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Have your way, oh God. Thy will be done, oh God. We're the clay, oh God. You're the potter, oh God. Make us shape us, mold us, oh God. Have us to be all that you have called us to be, oh God.
President up in prayer. They have a shirt that someone has made, and the shirt is geared at putting a curse on our president.
Chanting
Psalms 109, I think, the eighth verse, about putting a curse on him, having him taken out of office, and that he will become, his family, his children will become fatherless, and his wife will become a widow. So we need to lift him up in prayer.
Yes, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against him and rebuke the enemy from President Obama's life in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you that your will is being done in this life and in this earth, oh God. We thank you, Father, that thy will shall be done in earth as it is in heaven, O God, as we thank you for your protection over the president's life, O God.
Yes,
we bind up Satan on every hand, O God. We curse the enemy from the root in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that we take authority over, that we cast down every vain thought and imagination in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You that we bind and we loose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for safety, oh God, over the family. And we thank you that whatever the devil is trying to throw, oh God, will be just reversed, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank you, oh God, as the prayer request is going forth to pray over our President of the United States of America, that we thank you, oh God, and in all things that your will indeed be done. In Jesus' name we thank you.
Amen.
Amen,
you,
amen, and amen.
Amen. We touch the Father, right now we pray for the prayer
thank
request
you, Jesus.
In the chat room. We pray for Prophetess Rosalind Jennings, oh God. In
yes,
the name of Jesus.
In the name of
the
Jesus.
The blood of her life, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
Any attacks against her, oh God.
Yes,
even
Lord
if
Jesus.
We have prayed for our president, oh Lord. We touch and
yes,
agree
Jesus.
With that prayer that his children shall have a father.
Yes,
that his
Father
wife
God.
Shall have a husband. That he shall
yes,
continue in his position as long as you have ordained for him to be there, oh God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name, you know, when
in the name of
against
Jesus.
The prosper, he shall live and not die.
Yes,
declare
in
your
the
will.
Name
God.
Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
thank you for your blood, oh God.
To me, a miracle after this show
yes.
on tonight, God. So
yes,
we pray
God.
For a miracle over her life
yes,
right now.
Yes, oh God, in the name
miracle,
of Jesus.
Oh God. We know
thank
that
you
are able to do all things, oh God.
All
so Lord,
things,
right
oh God.
Now,
nothing is impossible with you, oh God.
Life, oh God. And we declare, Father God, that you will
yes,
meet every need, oh God, even
yes,
in a miraculous way, oh God. Touch
yes,
her
Lord
body,
Jesus.
Touch her mind, oh God. Touch her
yes,
finances.
Touch,
yes,
oh God. Touch
God.
Right
bless
now,
her,
oh God.
Bless her in need, oh God.
Yes,
bless
Jesus.
Her territory, oh God. Let your
yes,
hand
Jesus.
Be with her, oh Lord. Keep
yes,
her from
Lord.
Evil, oh Lord.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of
in
Jesus.
The name
oh,
of Jesus.
You, we praise you.
Yes.
For this
glory, God.
Prosperous in his life, oh God. And we declare, Father.
Look at God.
No, he's stuck on that. We have to carry things. going already. We had a fire going already.
Hey, it's hot up in here. I don't know about you, but it is hot up in here.
Hallelujah.
Bless
the Lord God. Truly is my strength. Yes. The joy of the Lord truly is my strength. I have to be obedient now. My husband allowed me to be up on this hour, but I must go. So
yes,
God bless you, Minister
God bless
Howell.
You.
God bless you, Minister
you.
Valerie.
God bless you, Pastor Becky.
You
God
too,
bless
please.
You, Minister Howell.
God bless you all, too.
Amen.
God bless you. Minister Valley. Oh, Minister
yes,
Howell, you're welcome
yes.
to join us on the Women to Women Empowerment group. If you're
yes.
on Facebook, we'd love to have you and post about your show. Post anything that you have to empower the women there. We would
Amen.
Love to have you.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
I love
you.
Your saying, Pastor Rebecca, so I'm going to just a little chime off of you. Pastor Rebecca, God bless you. I love you. Be obedient, go in peace, and serve the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Amen.
To all of the archive listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And for those who are still listening on the phone line, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and you have just been listening to our very blessed 2+ hours of the Women to Women show right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. If you want to tune in next week, we'll be on at the 1 o'clock p.m. hour.
Amen.
From 1 o'clock at the clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please come over to Facebook and join the Women to Women Empowerment Group. Join us next Saturday at May the 28th at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time over at New Creation Christian Ministry, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. We invite you to come out any given Sunday, Tuesday
Amen.
Or Wednesday, Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., Tuesday and Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. to fellowship and pray and learn of the Word of God with us. And we just want you to know that we love you. Minister Valerie Allen, Minister Howell, and my mother, Mother May Thomas, have been with us to the end. And we want you to know
Thank
that
God.
We love you. So does God. So now, as Mrs. Valerie Allen just said so adequately for me, go in peace and serve the Lord. God
Amen.
Bless you.
God bless
God
you.
Bless you.
And hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. Glory
Give
to God.
Give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here.